You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today on Support for This Podcast.
But then, when she said, no, you're not a bitch, it all pulled into focus for me. And I realized, I'm basic.
We speak to Stephanie Burton, a young woman who came face to face with a shattering revelation. She's basic. On the podcast, we'll discuss what it means to be basic, what a metaphor is, and she'll beguile us with an unexpected poem.
I am the fleece pants, 20 minutes after you pull them on. I am the toast that is the vehicle for your avocado or hummus, whatever it is you taste.
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily, Amy, Lauren, Becca, and this is Support for This Podcast.
Welcome back, listeners. I am joined by Stephanie Burton. Thank you for joining.
It's actually Steph Burton.
Oh, Steph Burton.
Yeah, but Stephanie, Steph is, you know, short for Stephanie.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you had a fairly traumatic incident happen to you recently. Can you describe where and when the incident took place?
Yeah. You know, I was having lunch with a couple of girlfriends, and I was talking to one of my friends, Natalie. Natty, she's just so random like that. And I was talking about the Great British Bake Off.
Oh.
And I was like, you guys, oh my God, have you guys seen this show? It's the Great British Bake Off. It's so cute. And then Natty goes, oh, of course you would watch that. You're so basic. And I go, yeah, I know, I'm such a basic bitch. And then she said, no, you're not a bitch. And all of a sudden, it was like, have you ever looked up at the stars and people tell you there are these pictures, these constellations?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't see the constellation for the stars. But then when she said, no, you're not a bitch, it all pulled into focus for me. And I realized, I'm basic. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
No, please.
Yeah.
This is a safe space.
Thank you. I felt really safe when I got in the elevator.
Oh.
Yeah. And then off the elevator and down the hallway.
Yeah.
And then back on the elevator because I got off on the wrong floor.
Oh.
And then so I felt safe and all
even
the...
Even there.
Then, mm-hmm, and then even when I was on the wrong floor, I felt very safe.
That's wonderful.
That was my journey of feeling safe.
So when your friend said you were basic, you mm-hmm. suddenly, it was that you could actually see those constellations. I mean, not in that moment. I don't know. Was it daytime or nighttime?
Do you know what a metaphor is?
Oh.
Because right. If you don't, that's okay. This is a safe space.
No, I'm clear. I'm sorry. I took you too literally.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Because that's part of being basic.
Oh.
Is taking things literally and basically.
Oh. Okay, so that's a good segue. Can you just define for our listeners what it means to be basic? What does it mean? Because I didn't even know that was a thing.
Right. I think for a lot of people in the basic community, the BC, as we call it, it's something that's gone really undiagnosed for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And to suddenly have somebody just be able to point it out, again, going back to the, you can say it with me, the metaphor.
Kitty has claws.
No. I'm just trying to, like, work through. I'm here working through something.
Clearly.
Yeah, and I want to work through it with you.
Absolutely. No, I'm happy to be here for you through that.
Thank you. And I mean that. Honestly and basically.
Oh.
So basic is, it's everything you know and everything you expect. It's all the things that people take for granted that are just normal. Maroon 5.
Oh.
I wrote a poem Oh, that might help explain things.
May I read it? Oh, I'd be honored to hear it.
Thanks.
Sound like a kitten.
Sorry, it was sideways. All right. A poem for the basic. You hear a sound, and I am the silence you turn away from. I am the fleece pants 20 minutes after you pull them on. I am the toast that is the vehicle for your avocado or hummus, whatever it is you taste. I don't presume to know you and wish you could say the same of me. And you can't really tell from the reading, but like a lot of the words that you're supposed to be capitalized aren't.
Oh.
You know, and the spacing is pretty creative. So that's just...
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So essentially being basic is the familiar or things lots of people like. I mean, who doesn't like comfortable pants?
Who doesn't like comfortable pants?
Toast.
Or toast. Yeah. I'm basic. I like avocado toast.
I see. So it seems like you've been identified as basic, mm-hmm. and now you're proudly wearing the moniker. Or is there any kind of internal pushback? How do you wrestle with that?
You know, it's still early days.
Mm.
So there are 5 stages of acceptance.
Oh.
Just like there are 5 stages of grief,
five?
I think. I skimmed a headline and that's
sure.
what I've come up with.
Yeah.
So I'm working...
Or 12 or 7 or something.
For grief?
Yeah. 5?
But I think there are 5.
Okay, sorry. 12 steps is for a different program. Unrelated.
Right.
Has to do with my home life. I'll keep that separate.
What's going on with that?
We don't have to talk about it yet. Or ever.
Okay.
Maybe later.
Okay.
Depending on how comfortable I feel.
Oh, because this is a safe... I mean, I told you about the constellation thing.
Yeah.
So...
You also explained to me what a metaphor was.
I did.
I went to Harvard.
I knew that.
I don't brag about it.
I went to a state school.
Mm. Well, there's a place for everybody.
Yeah, there sure is.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Fake the Date. So you just got another Save the Date in the mail. Oh no, another wedding. You have no interest in spending the time and money traveling to Charleston for a wedding where you won't know many of the guests. And yet, you're not ready to call it quits with this friendship because the bride's got some pretty great networking connections. What to do? Call on Fake the Date. Fake the Date is the only wedding service that will create a fake Save the Date for a fake couple for the very same real date as your friend's wedding that you want to ditch. Once you get your real friend Save the Date, call Fake the Date and you'll be sent your very own Fake the Date card within 24 hours. Once it arrives, simply take a photo of yourself holding the card and text it to your friend with the following message. Sad face, longtime family friend, just wanted to tell you now so you can save the cost of an invitation on me. Where are you registered? And done. Goodbye, Charleston. Hello, weekend inside with the shades drawn. Use offer code SOBUMMED for 10% off your first card. Fake the Date. One less wedding relief.
Okay, so you have a complicated relationship with the 5 steps of acceptance for being basic. Can you tell us what those 5 steps are?
No, I just read the headline.
Oh, right.
But I assume, you know, it's... Look, once you try to be interesting, if you're past 30, mm. you know, it just really borders on obnoxious.
Right.
So... I'm going to say I think having a complicated relationship with your basicness
mm-hmm.
is a pretty common
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to distance myself
yes.
from the community in that way.
Yes. So before your friend, Natalie?
Yeah, you can call her Natty.
Natty. Before Natty called you basic,
mm-hmm.
what did you think you were?
Wow. Blast from the past, you know? I thought I was unique.
Mm.
I thought I was special,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not just because I had crafted my online presence to make it look that way.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I actually felt that way.
Well, that's a gift.
Yeah, it felt good.
Mm.
You know, I was on a dance squad in high school.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I got like almost all B's on my report card, which is very rare.
For?
Just for report cards in general.
Oh.
I mean, most of the times, people will sometimes have like an A here or like a C there.
Well, they're probably varied grades. Some people get all A's, for example.
Right. And then some schools like go on like a number system that I don't understand.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I have a sister, which, you know, I thought really made me special.
Oh.
I grew up in the Midwest, which is very unusual, as you know. Very unusual.
And because?
Because it's cool. It's different.
Than being from the East Coast or the West Coast.
Yeah.
In the middle.
In the middle.
Pretty big, big piece in the middle.
That's
what the Midwest is.
Basically. Have you ever thought about where the Midwest starts? Like, you can't pin it down, right?
Yeah, gosh. I mean, is someone from Ohio from the Midwest? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. But I would say, yeah. Like, there's no definitive answer because, like, the Midwest is this, like, you know, state of place, but it's also a state of mind.
Yeah.
And I would say things like that. Like, what I just said was really interesting.
Confusing. Interesting.
And people would, like, go, oh. And they would, like, write it down or tweet it out.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, like, I'm from the Midwest, you know, which is really interesting. And sort of almost exotic in this way, or so I thought. And then once things start pulling into focus again, you just realize that there are a lot of people like you.
Right.
And you don't even know some of them.
And it doesn't make you feel good. Like, oh, there are a lot of people like me. Like in high school, it felt like everybody, you know, you had to all like the same band or you had to make sure you knew blah, blah, blah to be cool. But now it's almost like knowing that you like things that everybody likes somehow
is shameful.
Right.
And isn't that just like a sick trick that the world plays on us?
Right.
Once you sort of get through like your second semester of sophomore year of college, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's not okay anymore.
Now, and your friend Natty, she, you said she made the distinction that you're not a basic bitch. You're just basic. What
you're
is that?
Basic.
What does that mean?
I mean, I feel like in the basic community, you know, there's this sort of shout out acceptance of the word bitch or even in the world at large. People have really taken that word back. Bitch. Or if you're basic bitch, that's kind of a fun alliteration sort of alliteration is when two words
Got it.
It's like a fun alliteration sort of cry. But just being basic is like, you know, when you meet somebody who's a bitch, they're pretty memorable. So a basic bitch is also very memorable. But somebody who's basic, it's like a Wednesday in March.
So it's like someone who's basic will order a pumpkin spice latte. A basic bitch will throw that pumpkin spice latte in your face if provoked.
Right, if you wrote her name wrong on the side.
Like
if you wrote like Steph with an F instead of a PH.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Sweet Feet. Ladies and gentlemen, summer is here. And you know what summer means. Time to show off your beach body, summer wardrobe, and your new summer sandals. But new shoes mixed with sweat, sand, and some spilled rosé means one thing and one thing only. Bloody, pus-filled blisters. Everyone knows the worst part of new shoes is breaking them in. And even though sandals touch the smallest amount of your foot, they always seem to be the toughest to make comfortable. Finally, there's a solution. From the creators of 23andMe comes Sweet Feet. Simply swab your cheek with a Q-tip, and using your own DNA, Sweet Feet will make a synthetic replica of your own feet and break in your sandals for you.
Your sexy gladiator flats and new boat shoes will be placed on robot replicas of your own feet and walked on a treadmill for 6 days straight. Sweet Feet will take your sandals on the journey only your feet can take them on, from unbearable to insanely wearable. Is giving your DNA to a corporation for the sole purpose of breaking in summer sandals worth it? Maybe. Is 23andMe informative to anyone with a boring family tree? Certainly not. But look who's got two thumbs, synthetic robot feet, and comfortable shoes. This guy! Use discount code BABYFEET for 15% off your first order. Sweet Feet. Blisters are for losers who safeguard their privacy.
Okay, so buckle up. I'm just going to ask you rapid fire.
Okay.
And you just answer what you think comes to mind.
Okay.
Okay? Basic movies.
Anne Hathaway. And that's it. That's my final answer.
Okay, lovely. So anything Anne Hathaway's in is essentially a basic movie.
Yep.
What would you consider basic music?
Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
Coldplay.
Oh.
Mumford & Sons.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest Lady Gaga, but not any of the ones before. But I think she was going for basic on it.
Mm.
So take that how you will.
Basic clothing store.
Old Navy and Taylor. And if you shop at Free People, but don't wear it, that's basic.
Basic sushi rolls.
You gotta go with the OG California.
Of course.
The OG Philadelphia.
Oh.
Basically anything with the state in it.
Oh. Good way to go.
The OG Cincinnati.
Well, Cincinnati and Philly aren't states, but they are places. So
they are places.
We'll make it a bigger.
And they are delicious.
Yes. Yeah. We can agree on that.
Yes, finally.
This is a sensitive question. Are podcasts basic?
I would say that within the podcast world,
mm-hmm.
there are podcasts, quote unquote, types yes. that are more basic than others.
Oh.
So like true crime.
Mm.
Pretty basic.
Yes.
But I love them.
Right.
And interview shows.
Oh, gosh.
Pretty basic.
Oh.
But I love them.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose it inspires some conflicted feelings within myself.
Yeah.
To hear that.
No, I mean, this is the thing. It's not mutually exclusive, you know? Like, things can be basic and good or basic and bad.
Sure.
Basic is like people. You know, it contains multitudes, except they're all boring.
Oh. Okay. Don't totally follow your point there.
Neither do I.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was my absolute pleasure and honor.
Oh.
And, you know, I hope that if anybody was listening and...
Oh, we have a lot of listeners.
If anybody was listening and was coming to the realization that they were basic,
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
they can come back to this, you know, as sort of like a guide on mm-hmm. how to navigate the next sort of maybe confusing... Maybe another way to see it is like exciting discovery of what about you is basic and how you own those things.
Claim it.
But then also how you might also sort of be shamed by them.
Claim it. Also feel the shame.
Claim it and shame it, girl.
Yeah.
The shame is like the milk in a pumpkin spice latte.
Wow. How beautifully put.
Thank you.
Surprising.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since recording, Steph's infamous friend Natty reached out to us and told us about some pretty cruel things Steph had been doing recently that has put a strain on their relationship. As such, I guess it's safe to say that Stephanie Burton is, in fact, a basic bitch. I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening, and as always, for supporting support for this podcast.
Hey, Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.